From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Finance ministers at the G20 meeting in London say the global economy is improving, but in a communique, they said their governments would continue with stimulus measures implemented at the height of the global financial crisis. The ministers have also pledged to more closely monitor executive pay at banks that have not performed well. NATO investigators have visited the site of a U.S. airstrike against the Taliban in northern Afghanistan, where scores of people were killed yesterday. They heard from local Kunduz province villagers who said civilians were among the dead and injured. Rear Admiral Gregory Smith says NATO was targeting two fuel tankers believed to be hijacked by the Taliban.
Two fuel trucks that were stuck in a sandbar. There were two bombs dropped on that area. Since what there were insurgents there.
Civilian casualties during anti-Taliban operations have seriously undercut support for the U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan. Controversy continues over President Obama's plans to address the nation's students on Tuesday. We have more on this from NPR's Larry Abramson.
The president will visit a Washington-area school on Tuesday and give a speech on education that will be broadcast live. Conservative pundits continue to attack the speech as a political intrusion into the school day. The White House is urging schools to let students hear the speech and is sending out emissaries like Education Secretary Arne Duncan. He said the president's goal is to challenge everyone in education.
He's challenging teachers, he's challenging principals, he's challenging universities, but he is absolutely going to challenge students and parents to take their education seriously.
Many school districts have decided they will not air the speech because of parental concerns, but others say they simply cannot accommodate the event because it takes place at lunchtime on the first day of school in some systems. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
After 3 days of deadly protests in northwestern China, there have been two major firings, NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
UMC Communist Party Secretary Li Jie is the highest-ranking official to be sacked over the turmoil engulfing the northwestern city. He'd had a visible role trying to defuse the protests, addressing the crowds on Thursday. Now he and Police Chief Liu Yahua have been replaced. The government may be hoping to mollify public anger, alleviating calls for the resignation of Xinjiang's party secretary Wang Lequan. Heavy security has blanketed the streets of Urumqi, with some Uyghur areas of town sealed off. The protests were over a perceived lack of security, following a series of attacks with hypodermic syringes. The government has blamed separatist forces it accuses of trying to destroy ethnic unity. In July, almost 200 people were killed in Urumqi after violent ethnic riots broke out pitting Han Chinese against Turkic-speaking Uyghurs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Police in Glynn County, Georgia, have arrested a 22-year-old man for the murder of 8 people killed late last month in a mobile home. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, John Sepulvedo reports.
Glynn County Police in southeast Georgia charged Guy Hines Jr. with the murders. 7 of the victims were related to the suspect. It was Hines who called 911 on the night of the killings, telling dispatchers his whole family was dead and they looked like they had been beaten to death. The 8 murder victims ranged in ages from 15 to 49 and included the suspect's father. Police won't say what they believe to be the motive. Before being arrested for these killings, Hines had been charged with drug possession and tampering with evidence shortly after police began investigating the slaughter. He had just posted bond on those charges when police rearrested him. Hines has also been charged with the attempted murder of a 3-year-old who was in the mobile home during the murders. The toddler is still in the hospital and is reported to be in critical condition. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in Atlanta.
The wildfire burning north of Los Angeles has grown to more than 154,000 acres. It's now nearly 50% contained. Firefighters were hoping cooler temperatures would help them gain the upper hand on the station fire this weekend. The blaze has killed 2 firefighters and destroyed dozens of homes. A Republican lawmaker from Minnesota delivered the GOP's address this week, dominated again by health care. Congressman John Klein echoed his party's criticism that President Obama's plan to overhaul the system is too costly and threatens to drive down the quality of health care in the U.S. As the Democrats push for congressional approval of health care legislation this fall, Klein says it is time to press the reset button. This is NPR.